Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Over in the sixth chapter of Luke's gospel, the golden rule shows up. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The popular version in 2020 of the golden rule might sound something like this: do unto others before they undo you. A sure sign of a society preoccupied with itself. Friend, listen, as we prepare to meditate, it is about your heart, your mind, and your soul finding peace, power, and direction. You know, the thing that's beautiful about this golden rule is that as Jesus gives himself to us, we are to give ourselves to others. It is such a counterculture experience that many of us think to find peace, quiet, and solitude that we have to abandon serving everywhere. But the truth is, we can find these moments of quietude and still receive peace, power, and directions from doing good and righteous things in the name of Christ. So today, as we prepare to still our soul and hear from the Lord, join me in this prayer. God, today, let us focus on the needs of others. Even though that may be difficult because I can get wrapped up in myself, Lord, let the golden rule give me a remedy for how we're to live my life today. And now, friend, let the Lord speak freely into your mind, your heart, and your soul so that you can hear him with his nudge or prompt or voice. I want to give you a few moments to just be still and to hear from him. When your mind wanders, remember this: God, the golden rule, let it be a remedy. God, let the golden rule be a remedy. God, let the golden rule be a remedy. Every time your mind wanders, remember that mantra. And I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, indeed, focusing on the needs of others, that may be challenging, but it is the remedy for what ails us in this world today. I trust you've heard from the Creator, the Divine, and trust you'll answer what He's directed you to do in peace, power, and wonderful direction. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.